We have one more presentation from Andy. Save the best for last.
So there'll be a brief pause while I just scroll back up the slides, just switch the order around. I think we said we weren't going to do the closed session.
So you can have
the time. I'll carry on to approximately the time that we would have finished the closed session. So I'll see how much I can get in. If people still have comments, if we run out of time, people still have comments, then as people have said before, email me, or if there's a lot of comments, we can bring it back at another call, ITCG call. So I'm going to talk about something that's a bit more removed from the taxonomy directly, and that's IFRS standards and technology in general. So I'm going to give you a quick update on where the strategy is with that. You may remember that we had a session on this at the last face-to-face meeting where I talked about the kind of thing that we were putting in our strategy documents at that point. So I'll give you an up-to-date on where we are with that at the moment. Then I'm going to talk about the network of experts and the topic that's probably of most interest to this group, which is where the ITCG fits in all that discussion. So a quick update on sort of the overall strategy for the wider impact of technology, which is on the next slide. So this starts with just the basic concept of monitoring the impact of technology. As an organisation, obviously there's a lot of expertise in the building and a lot of monitoring of what's happening in the accounting world and in the standards world and in reporting, but not necessarily so much on how technology is affecting financial reporting, at least not historically. So in order to make sure that we can monitor what is happening in the financial reporting world and try to work out whether or not any of those changes may have any impact on the IFRS financial reports and IFRS standard setting, we basically need to know what's going on before we can even go down that route. So one of the things that was proposed in the structure and effectiveness review, the responses to that, was setting up some kind of expert network or expert group to provide advice and assist with tracking these developments. Because it's quite a wide area, it would be a lot of work for this building to try and do that by itself. So we have also the proposal to formalise how we track taxonomy developments, including internal processes just for maintaining awareness and processes to raise any impacts or develop responses if that becomes necessary. Although obviously with tracking technology changes and so on, that's not necessarily an immediate requirement. Also just a general aim to improve technology expertise of staff, although hopefully that kind of thing would happen reasonably naturally. There's also technology in the IFRS taxonomy more directly. Obviously, changes that affect the technology in electronic reporting may well have an impact on the IFRS taxonomy itself, because of course it is at the moment supporting a particular technology in a particular way that electronic reporting functions. So our initial batches of research and work with this expert network would be to focus on the current impact of technology in electronic reporting and how that might help with our future development of the IFRS taxonomy and help us improve that taxonomy. New electronic reporting languages, unstructured data analysis, all this kind of thing could potentially have a long-term impact on what exactly we do to develop and maintain the taxonomy. Obviously, there's other contributing factors, the idea that structured data is always going to be relevant and so on. So we just need to monitor that situation in the same way as the wider impact of technology and make sure that we've got good plans in place for how we keep the IFRS taxonomy relevant. So we've been doing a bit of sort of setup work. It's basically the research phase. So that includes having a look at what existing work is already going on in this area. There's no point us duplicating research and work if other organisations are already working on this. So there's reading and looking through a number of reports. I've mentioned a few there from various organisations, but obviously a large number of organisations are looking at technology and corporate reporting at the moment. So there's quite a few others on that list as well. And the other one is considering how we would put together an outreach plan to let us tap the resources out there who know about the technology and the use of their respective fields and where they think that's going to go. So, as previously mentioned, one of the proposals from that structure and effectiveness review was this concept of a network of experts. The initial outreach, so the end of this network would be that what we want is we want a way to keep us informed on the way that technology is changing in the markets, but we don't really want to have the overhead or the maintenance for a formal group. Obviously, this is potentially quite a long-term topic. If it's too resource-intensive, it'll be difficult to keep up over time. So we want something that's reasonably low maintenance, but that also allows us to stay informed and gives us the ability to react and to understand what's going on in the market as time passes. So the aim for getting that kind of network set up would be to ask initially the existing advisory groups to recommend people from their areas of stakeholder interest and people that they know, because obviously preparers are much more likely to have a good idea what's happening and changing in the way that they prepare their statements, and investors are going to have a much better idea of what's happening with technology influence on the way that they're working. We also think that this is better as a kind of an informal network rather than a formal consultative group. And obviously that will also help us manage the way that different stakeholder groups are like to interact in different ways and keep the whole interaction generally reasonably low maintenance for participants as well, because obviously they don't want to commit to a very large number of hours over a period of time either. We also anticipate that the ITCG itself is an existing key source of technology expertise that we already have. So we want to make use of that, particularly with the shorter term goals, to look at ways we can potentially improve the IFRS taxonomy. So the summary of sort of aims in the shorter term is just to consider technologies affecting financial reporting, but in the next sort of 3 to 5 years, and the next directions for the IFRS taxonomy and electronic reporting. So that's very much work that we're kind of already doing at the moment with you, but also to sort of ask and look around at the wide picture and see how that might influence things. In the longer term, it would be good for us to keep an eye on technological advances in financial reporting in general, especially to try and identify areas where those may have a longer effect on the longer term relevance of the IFRS standards, and investigating how to support IFRS standards best in a more technologically oriented world of corporate reporting and so on. Obviously, those are all quite sort of high level descriptions for the time being, and because they're quite long term, so that's the kind of thing that we sort of will see evolve over time as we get a better idea of where the things may impact the relevance of standards and areas where it's not really going to have an impact on the standards themselves. In the longer term, this network would allow us to sort of keep a regular kind of quick contact that says, have you seen any new developments? Does the existing set of technologies that we're seeing, have any of them just dropped off the radar, or any of them suddenly changing and becoming really important? As some of you may be familiar with, some technologies can sit around the background for 15 years and they're suddenly the thing of the week again, whereas others can become prominent within just 2 or 3 years. We've certainly seen a lot of activity around blockchain. We don't know where that will go yet, but that's the kind of example of something that can move quite rapidly. And also, ideally keep progress updates on the work that we do as a response, any responses to any of this consultation, just so that people are aware that the issue is being looked at. So if we can sort of see this network as I said, an informal network of contacts, but with sort of links via the existing groups, with the exception of things like the technology firms where we don't have particularly existing links, but also ITCG, where we sort of see you as a taxonomy-oriented sort of direct group of people that we can also talk to about technology. So, as I was saying there, this group already has members with expertise in electronic reporting. Some members of the group have expertise in other areas of technology as well. And of course, one of the things that we've started doing is keeping the ITCG informed as well, and also involving them directly in technology-based topics. So the questions to you are, do you have any feedback on the overall strategy? Do you think that sounds like a sensible way to try and track the way technology is moving in the market? Does that sound like it might be, you know, too much focused work and we need something more informal, or do you think something in the opposite direction? Do you think the ITCG has a role to play? I'm sort of assuming that it does, but as a group, do you agree with that? Do you think you have a role to play? And do you think this is an activity for the whole of the ITCG is another question we have for you. Do we think there are members of the group who are more interested in this topic than others, and that continually bringing it to the whole group may not be an efficient use of time? The other question is if there are any particular topics the ITCG would like to discuss. So we did principle-based reporting and electronic reporting today. That was as a result of some quite clear responses to my initial conversation with you about this at the last face-to-face meeting. Are there any topics that the ITCG thinks that should be a priority for us to research and for us to discuss? I think we've got some time for people if they've got any ideas or comments now. obviously.
The important to discussion here, I always think about the how users consume the data.
Yeah.
So maybe one of the topics is we should discuss is more operationally, technically, or maybe the how user analyzing data, how user taking the data from financial statement. I think we can more discuss about those kind of things and share with the IFL Foundation.
Okay, thank you. Has anybody else got any comments on those questions?
We've got one from Lou.
Quick one. The second one, do you think ITCG has a role to play? Definitely yes. And I'd say that because this is about technology, but this taxonomy is about much more than technology. It's standards, the accounting around them, and many other pieces and parts. So, yeah, technology takes you in a certain place, but there's a lot more that's wrapped around it.
And it's a group activity or select members?
I think wider group, because you never know who's going to or what skill set's going to add into some bigger, you know, the bigger plan, the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's always times when you need to break it down into smaller, but the question is, this is an activity for the whole group. Yeah, I mean, more yes than no, and definitely informing. I guess you'd do that anyway, but yeah.
We had the breakout group and we focused on that topic. I think every one of the groups were fairly active around the technology piece. So my thinking is it's a wider group thing as well.
One specific point is with respect to the topic, it really makes sense if the if one looks at how the preparers can create XBRL documents in a much more efficient way, how much automation can happen. Is there some technology developing in that area that could make sense? Because that's one place where there is resistance in moving towards structured data. So from a topic point of view, I would certainly say that the preparers automation is one thing one can look at.
So it's quite interesting thing, and I suggest more mechanism thing. So within, I think all of us have SharePoint access, and create kind of the folder where you can exchange the any, you know, the particular topic, and people can provide, you know, the feedback. Do you think that will be kind of the?
So you're talking exchange of documents or forum for discussion or?
Yeah, within that, within the folder, create, you know, the technology folder, for example, where if somebody wanted to submit a papers, feedback, attachment, at least you can put into that one, and then other people can provide, you know, the feedback. Kind of the mechanism.
So basically just a way for it to let you all contribute right. Materialism when you hear about it.
Correct.
The others? Go ahead, Kat.
I would have said that preparers would be quite open about how they're using technology and how they envisage it, but recognize that investors and also data aggregators, and potentially even printers and XBRL conversion houses, their technology is often their secret source. An approach like using surveys like the FRC proposed earlier today may be more fruitful in getting an understanding of how the industry is changing.
That was one of the motivations behind making this more of an informal network rather than a formal group, is that especially you write software houses and investors are much more likely to want to keep any speculations in that area or things they see emerging to themselves because they're potentially commercially sensitive. So yes, the other mechanisms like surveys sound like a very good idea.
Do you have more for this?
Question. Is the intention to track new technologies, emerging technologies, or how things are used and applied?
The aim is, obviously the problem is with saying we'll track technology is it's an enormous topic. So what we want to do is narrow down areas of technology that are likely to be specifically of interest and relevance to IFRS. So that includes technologies, it's when I say it's probably mostly new and emerging technology, but it's more new and emerging technology use. So if an old technology suddenly picks up and becomes really popular, we'd still like to hear about that. But that still comes under basically new and emerging use of things. And the aim is to ask people to say, this is really having an impact on the way we're working. And then we can say, is that likely to have an impact on the way that we do things? Yes, no, okay, let's not worry about that for now, or let's keep an eye on it. And then we have a much smaller field of work we have to worry about here, because we don't want to spend too much resource here on tracking this, something that may not happen.
So why is it narrow? I mean, I know we started with technology, and that's probably why it's narrow there, but there's technology and there's practices.
Yes.
And some of the practices may have a bigger implication for reporting than the actual technology itself. And the one I'm thinking of is the one that you mentioned earlier in the auditing space. It may affect it in a bigger way.
Audit technology is one thing we're looking at, and I mean, I say technology, but that effectively means the impact of technology and audit practices. So there's real-time audit and automated audit. And it's true that practices such as picking up your audit of XBRL is another thing to consider, but I sort of see that is sitting in the same area, because it's audit responding to a current technology change and development.
And that is not anything new, that has been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's not particularly new, but it is kind of a pending issue that may, it's a situation that may change at some point.
Yeah. And essentially what XBI allows you to do is to pinpoint what you want to look at, so that the tagging aspect, which is inherent in the design, provides that infrastructure, that enabler for you to do wonderful things. So essentially we are looking at what goes on top of that. So one would basically be narrowing down to things like artificial intelligence, machine learning, you know, the way that you store things and retrieve things, so database. Blockchain is neither here nor there, it is just a database.
Exactly, what we'd like is for the network to come back to us and say, no, really, blockchain is not affecting financial reporting, don't worry about it.
but what you really would need to look at is the AI side and the machine learning side, and that will have fundamental changes.
It's only one of the early topics that we've identified as something to focus on, especially as it relates to the shorter term goals to consider the IFRS taxonomy, is data analysis techniques. And as she said, the way investors are using data. So that covers the machine learning and AI and things that you just mentioned.
Two slightly different topics. Data analysis is you know, grabbing things and trying to analyze it. In itself, the technology is now moving to what we call visualization. So rather than you know, taking everything into Excel and, you know, allow you to draw some nice boxes and then plot a graph, you know, from that, you basically is that all these features is inherent in the tools and allow you to actually manipulate the data. That again is not rocket science, but all that means is you buy a suitable tool that has all the features. So Tableau, ClickView, and solutions like that would allow you to do that. So the important thing is actually the knowledge of the business, not the technology.
It's definitely, I know where you're going with that. And the point is, it is intended to be how the technology affects the business. So it's obviously, it's not going to have, if technology has no impact on financial reporting, there's no point tracking it, because it's not going to have an impact on the business of financial reporting or the business of standard setting. So yes, you're right. It's what we want to know is when these things are going to impact the business that's relevant to us.
Technology is also the very, you know, large meanings. So that I want to differ from that this June, the end of June, the chairman of the have made an announcement at the Zurich, and it was really good, the comment inside of his presentation. And so somehow the user using the data on some kind of the electronic device. Mm-hmm. So that I think that currently we can't avoid any types of the technology to using the financial reportings. So that maybe what we have to discuss here is the maybe as John said, the more practical things, but then also that the operational things.
Yes.
Anything is maybe we can't avoid the technology, what kind of technology users are using, you know, and how it's changing. So that maybe we have to think, we have to understanding about more about the more general issues about what you're saying about technologies.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be, unless you have, I'm missing a hand there.
I don't have anything further to say, obviously, apart from the fact that this is potentially ongoing, so if you think of topics that you'd like ITCG to consider and so on, do contact us. But we're pretty much, given that we're not doing a closed session, this is pretty much the end of the day from our schedule point of view.
Okay, any last remarks from anyone? We'll do the closed session type activity, probably at the call, I guess.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No last remarks. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk and we'll see you.